Can you talk a little bit about where we are in terms of nipple-sparing mastectomy?
I think that the next natural step in the evolution of the surgical treatment of breast cancer is the management of the nipple. We've gone from radical mastectomy to modified radical to breast conservation. Now, in patients who need or choose a mastectomy, the question comes up, why are we removing the nipple routinely? We know from a study we did a number of years ago that the nipple itself is a very rare site for breast cancers to form. And so that in the past few years, we've developed a mastectomy that leaves the skin of the nipple but removes the major ducts from inside of the nipple. We have a multicenter study in Press in the Annals of Surgery looking at 200 nipple-sparing mastectomies with 5 years of follow-up. We have zero recurrences in the nipple. Half of those patients had breast cancer, half were prophylactic. It's an exciting step forward in a very small subset of patients. It requires, obviously, that the native nipple be in the correct location post-reconstruction. And so you're talking about a generally thin, small to medium breast cup size that's non-totic. So you're talking about a fairly small percentage of patients. But in those patients, the cosmetic results are stunning. Umberto Veronesi has a trial looking at radiation of the native nipple in patients who have a mastectomy for cancer. And that trial is nearing completion, and I think it'll be an equivalent study. I don't really believe that the radiation will make a difference.